Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the July 5th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, y'all. Today's reading finds St. Paul engaging us with a somewhat complicated discourse about the human condition's inherent conflict between the flesh and the spirit. We'll walk step by step to extract clarity from this complexity. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Paul's writing around 57 AD to a mixed community of Jews and Gentiles living in Rome. One of the tenets of public speaking is to know your audience. Who's the target audience for this reading? It addresses Christians who struggle with the tension between obedience to the Holy Spirit and the desires of the flesh. This is all of us, so cast your net wide as you face your congregation. This passage is largely an intellectual exercise, but there are instances where Paul provides words of encouragement, so we can appeal to both the intellects and the hearts of our congregations. What do you learn from this reading? We begin, brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. This opening segment identifies the mystery of the mutual indwelling of the Spirit in the baptized and the baptized in the Spirit. Read the opening salutation with a warm and inviting tone using a downward lilt. Brothers and sisters, for the next line, engage in eye contact with a serious facial expression and tone of voice. You are not in the flesh. Add an understated smile with, on the contrary. If you can do so authentically, add a throat tremble as you read, on the contrary, to further emphasize the contrast between the flesh and the spirit. Engage in eye contact and a broader smile when you say, you are in the spirit. Then move to a sober tenor when you finish the sentence, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Convert the next clause into a question. Continue that sober demeanor as you ask. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ, take a full pause, then answer the question with, does not belong to him. Highlight the first not, contrary, the second you, the first spirit, the second spirit, God dwells, the second not, and belong. This is not part of the reading, but I think we should acknowledge the skip to verse 10 for continuity and general interest. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Okay, back to our reading. The next sentence is, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Paul speaks interchangeably of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and the one who raised Jesus, highlighting the unity of the Trinity. This Trinitarian reference connects Paul's message to our baptism, as supported by the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which tells us, "The Most Holy Trinity gives the baptized sanctifying grace, giving them the power to live and to act according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit through the gifts of the Spirit." See paragraph 1266. Use a tone and demeanor of logic and lucidity for this entire sentence. Emphasize the first Spirit, the first dwells, Christ, life, your, also, the second Spirit, the second dwells, and the second you. Read, "If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you," straight through, without any pauses. Add micro pauses after dead and the second Spirit. Then we have, "Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh." In Romans, flesh is translated from the Greek sarx, a reference to the fragile human body that comes from the earth and returns to it. It can also mean of human nature generally, also the seat of the affections and lusts. Those living according to the flesh allow temporal realities to dictate their choices. Ignoring the Spirit, they cannot resist the body's natural desires and so submit to temptation. We all struggle with this tension between the flesh and the Spirit. Continue your tone of logic and lucidity for this sentence. Stress consequently, not, and according. Note the prepositional phrase, "to the flesh," is repeated twice in this sentence and once at the beginning of the next. Consider using a similar cadence to draw attention to this repetition. We end with, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Continue with the same tone of logic and lucidity. Convert, "For if you live according to the flesh," into a question, followed by a full pause. Then respond with a weighty tone, "You will die." Treat this as if it's the end of a sentence, then start the next clause as if it's its own sentence. Stick with a tone of logic and lucidity, but apply higher energy for, "But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body," highlight the first live, flesh, die, Spirit, death, deeds, and body. Insert micropauses after Spirit and death. Consider two ways to deliver the last three words. Use eye contact and a measured smile with both options. The first, use an upward lilt and emphasize the word live. "You will live." The second, use a tone and demeanor of strength and confidence, emphasizing both will and live. "You will live." That's the one that I used at the beginning of the podcast. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.